Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and welcome to a few moments of fellowship together as we look into the Word of God. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and it's my privilege and joy to come into your presence once again to share with you the truths of God's Word. Last time we did a brief review concerning the spiritual gifts that we've been studying and the diversities of the gifts, and it's all the work of the Holy Spirit of God. And today we're getting in verse 9, to another by the Holy Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Now, remember, man puts the emphasis on the physical. God puts the emphasis on the spiritual. You remember when David was being chosen to be the next king of Israel, God told Samuel, look not on his outward appearance, because man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. God's more concerned about our spiritual condition than concerning the outward appearance of man. We can put on a good show and a good front when in our heart there's wickedness and there's evil intent and evil motivation. And so God knows the heart. And the spiritual gifts of healing, we always think about physical. That's just normal for man. You remember when Jesus spoke with Nicodemus, he said, you must be born again. And Nicodemus said, how can I be born like an old man? How can I enter into my mother's womb and be born again? Because he's thinking in terms of the physical. And when it comes to the spiritual gift of healing, we usually think in terms of the physical. And we're thinking about physical healing. But, beloved, there's a far greater healing than the physical, and that's the spiritual. When one is healed from sin and death, when one is given life eternal, the spiritual healing, when one is brokenhearted, when one is under depression and despondency and despair, when one's at the point of giving up, and the Lord heals and liberates and sets them free from that despair and from that despondency, from anger, from the control of anger in their life, or from some other spiritual malady that a believer may have. The healing that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ in restoring an individual to service in the kingdom of the Lord. When man falls, even a believer, falls into sin and rebels against God, even as David did in the Old Testament, and he cried out, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And the Lord healed that sin and healed that hurt and healed that pain at the death of his child because of his sin. Oh, beloved, the spiritual healing that comes through our Lord Jesus Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit of God. And so we see, we usually put the emphasis on the physical, but God puts the emphasis on the spiritual. But let's take a few moments to consider the physical healing. Over in the book of Mark, chapter 1, and beginning with verse 40, we see that there was a leper that the Lord Jesus, he met the Lord Jesus Christ, and he had this terrible disease of leprosy, which is a picture of sin that eats away and ultimately will destroy an individual. There came to him a leper, beseeching him and kneeling down to him, this is verse 40 of Mark 1, and saying to him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now the Lord Jesus had great spiritual power to forgive of sin and to deliver individuals from the bondage of sin. Remember, he was anointed by the Holy Spirit of God, who empowered him, just as we who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior are indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, who empowers us to walk victoriously over the world system, over the flesh, over Satan and his demons, and empowers us to live and walk in victory to the glory, honor, and praise of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, this one said, if thou wilt, if you're willing to, you can make me clean. And that's true. The Lord Jesus healed many, many people. As a matter of fact, we only have some of the records of the thousands of people that the Lord Jesus healed. John 21:25 says, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written concerning the miracles that were performed by the Lord Jesus Christ. We only have a few of them recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the reason is to increase our faith, to open our eyes to the power of God, to help us to realize that Jesus came and showed forth his mighty power, that people might realize that he was from God and that he was, in fact, God in human form. And so the power that he performed these various many miracles. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. The Lord healed this leper. The Lord immediately touched him and restored him. Now, leprosy was a terrible and an awful condition. And we see in Leviticus 13:45-46, and the leper in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent and his head bare, and he shall put a covering upon his upper lip and shall cry, unclean, unclean. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. Without the camp shall his habitation be. And so we see the leper could not be in the city. He could not dwell in the city. He could not live in the city. And if he came into the city to get food, perhaps, he would have to cry out, unclean, unclean, so that people would know that he was unclean and would not come close to him and be exposed to the terrible disease that he had. And so he dwelt without the camp. But he came to Jesus. He heard about Jesus. And so he came to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this terrible disease of leprosy, what it did was it would affect the nervous system of an individual so that an individual would not feel pain. And therefore, this individual that would not feel pain would cut themselves and not even be aware of it. Or they would do something with their hands and wear their hands raw, even down to the bone, and not even be aware of it. Because unless they saw the blood or saw the damage that was done, they were not aware of it. That's why rats could gnaw on a leper's ear, and the leper wouldn't even know it when he was asleep. Or could chew on his nose, and the leper wouldn't know it, or on his feet, and the leper wouldn't know it. And that's why their damage done to their body was done by the effect of this disease upon the nervous system, even affecting the internal organs of the leper. And so it was a terrible, awful disease, so that the leper would lose their fingers, or would lose their ears, or lose the use of their limbs, because of damage done to them that they were not even aware of and did not even realize because the pain. They didn't feel the sense of pain because of the damage done to the nervous system of the body. And so this leper that was eaten up with the disease of leprosy came to Jesus and said, "Lord, I believe you can heal me if you will." And the Lord said, "I will. I'm willing to heal you." And he touched him, and immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Immediately this change took place. Immediately he was delivered from the terrible disease of leprosy. And his body was restored to being whole. I mean, when Jesus does something, he does it right, beloved. When he heals someone, he heals them completely. The fingers that were missing were restored. And he was whole again. And he was completely cleansed and made whole and able to function as he once had before this terrible disease of leprosy came along. You see, beloved, with God all things are possible. Luke 1:37, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." Matthew 19:26, "But Jesus healed them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." In Genesis 18:14, the Lord speaking to Abraham and Sarah about Sarah giving birth to a child in her 90th year, he said, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." Yes, Jeremiah, and that's what came to pass. At the appointed time, Sarah gave birth to Isaac when she was 90 years old and Abraham was 100 years old. And how marvelous it is to watch God work. He is able to do that which seems impossible to man. In Jeremiah 32:17, Jeremiah wrote, "Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee." And that's true, beloved. Mark 10:27, "And Jesus looking upon them, saying, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible." Our God is the God of the impossible, and he's able, beloved, to do that which is impossible in the eyes of man, because he is God. Till next time, goodbye.